Can you talk a little bit about sort of what your group considers, quote, a borderline resectable, in which you're going to try to convert the patient to resectability? And what are some of the findings with localized disease that really are contraindicated in terms of trying to convert the patient to resectability?
I think it's an evolving field. I think the whole terminology of borderline resectable is more in the last maybe decade that this terminology has been used and defined in the literature. Mainly, we look at the blood vessels. So if we're talking about the veins, that's more in the approach of a borderline resectable case. However, if we have arterial involvement, and it depends how much arterial involvement is involved. So it's more or less if the arterial involvement is more than 180 degrees, and those cases are generally regarded as locally advanced cases. And we have seen some of those cases slip into an operable scenario, but it's quite unusual. The majority of the cases that there's more than 180 degrees encasement of an artery, of one of the main arteries, it's very difficult to turn those cases into resectable cases. However, one must always remember that we are basing our interpretation on imaging, and there's also flaws in the imaging. So sometimes how we determine that involvement of the artery is not always the same between the different methodologies. And we have also learned that some surgeons are more proactive about these cases and that they are really prepared to come and attempt a surgical resection in a patient after neoadjuvant approach, taking into consideration that the post-treatment imaging may not show a really clear sign of what's happening to the patient.